According to American Farm Bureau senior economist Bob Young, even the fear of the U.S. government defaulting as early as next week could add some significant cost to U.S. agriculture. The U.S. government could default on its debt obligations as early as a week from today unless Congress ends its political stalemate. Young says the default train already has been rolling down the tracks, and agriculture could take quite a hit even without a default.
When the market decides or has feelings that the United States may not, and doesn't even have to be is not, just has to be may not, honor their commitments, then I think when the market gets convinced of that and begins to run away from the United States, then you can talk about some very serious implications in terms of higher interest rates. We end up with China, for example, deciding to dump out of our bonds.
And Young says that certainly could have some impact on the markets.
Today, this would be a clear indication that the government can't function. The government can't get its act together. That's a whole different situation than a technical default that we had before. So clearly, I think there'd be some signals for higher interest rates, lower equity market prices.
Well, the unexpected storm that hit western South Dakota this past week still has many producers in shell shock. Jody Anderson, who is the executive director of the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association, said really it was like the perfect storm because there was a lot of rain followed by heavy wet snow and then blizzard-like winds at 60 to 70 miles per hour. She said animals weren't prepared for these weather conditions, and unfortunately, a lot of losses have been tallied up.
Along with all of the livestock losses, you know, many of the animals that did survive the storm have drifted miles from home. So there's a search underway by many producers for their livestock and just livestock that's been found trying to find the owners. So we're still really in a phase of trying to assess the overall damage to individual herds. But it's going to be devastating to a lot of producers, both emotionally and financially.
And one of the reasons for that is the political unrest in Washington, which has resulted in the fact there will be no immediate disaster assistance available for those livestock producers.
Compound that issue with the fact that many of the government offices are furloughed. So one of the resources like the FSA offices or NRCS offices that we might normally be leaning on in times like this, those folks aren't available to answer questions either. So what we're really doing at this point is just really encouraging the producers that are impacted to be sure that they are documenting both what their inventory was and what their losses are so that at some point, if disaster assistance does become available to them, they would be eligible.
And don't forget, you have a great opportunity to see some outstanding dairy operations in our own backyard as PDPW holds its annual 100-pound dairy tour. That'll be October 15th, 16th, and 17th. And if you'd like more details or want to register, just dial 800-947-7379. Speaking of numbers on the dairy front, cheese front blocks up a penny and a quarter, 177 and one quarter of a cent per pound. Barrels up a penny and three quarters, 174 a pound. No change, AA butter. Higher prices for Class 3, October at 18.14. November up 16 cents at 18.05. December up 16 cents at 17.39. Board of Trade, December and March corn up a penny and three quarters. December, 4.44 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. March, 4.56 and one half cent. Beans for November off a penny at 12.86 and three quarters of a cent. March drops to 12.67 and one half cent per bushel. While on the livestock trade, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 70 to 86. Most of the slaughter cows, 54 to 69. Replacement bull calves, 65 to 140. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. Barrels and gelts, 74 and down. Market lambs, 130 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.